Greetings again. Welcome back to the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. Yesterday, the inspiration was on the importance of knowing God. And this morning, I would like to touch a bit on how we know Him. How shall we know Him? How will God be known? If God asks us to know Him and directs us that way, and He also makes it possible for us to know Him, I would like to look at the scriptures in Hebrews chapter 3. Reading the first verse, "Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Jesus Christ." Here in this verse it speaks of the heavenly calling. So for us to know God, we have to hear and respond to the heavenly calling. And what is that heavenly calling? The call of God to come to Him through Jesus Christ, His Son. This is the work that God would have you to do, to believe in His Son, Jesus Christ. So if we have not responded to that heavenly calling, how can we know God? We must first respond. When He puts His call on our life, or puts His finger on our hearts, however we say that, when He gets our attention and His call upon our life is very real, we must respond to that by faith. When God says, "Seek my face," our heart should respond, "Thy face, Lord, will I seek." So first and foremost, we must make sure that we have responded to God's call on our life. This is the high calling. It's not a calling from men. It's not a tradition of men. It's not a feel-good religion. It's a heavenly calling. My friend, have you experienced? Have you heard? Have you responded to the heavenly calling? 2 Timothy 1:8. "Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God." And 2 Timothy 1:9, "Who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given unto us in Christ Jesus before the world began." So the first point in knowing God is in hearing His call. His call to be reunited to Him, to be reconciled. His call to repent from sin, to turn away from sin, to turn unto the Lord and be His child, be His servant, be His representative on this earth. So to know God, like I said, the first step is to hear His call and to respond with our hearts, respond in positive, in affirmation and confirmation to him, and agree with him that we were dead in our trespasses and sins, and come to Christ and receive that eternal life. I would like to continue to speak along this theme this week of how to know God. So keep tuning back in, and may your day today be very blessed. We hope that you have been blessed with the daily inspiration.